Okay, well, thanks for that information.
And we do, also, when you get VE sessions going, if you want to announce them on that, it's worthwhile. I was going to ask you about VE sessions for the Red Cross, but Kevin pointed out that they have one in Altoona, and I think the Red Cross is two people are going to go to that.
Okay, because I was going to say, we don't really schedule testing. It's just when Steve's our liaison, testing liaison. Well, Steve's kind of dropped off the face of the earth. So we're probably going to have to bring that back and give somebody here to be the representative for that. I kind of assisted Steve, but it gets really, because I got to go get him the testing material off of him, because we have the testing material. We test enough, we have the material, it's in his possession. I have to go get it, and that, and it's...
And Kevin pointed out to me that their exams are given under the Laurel VEC, and they don't charge. Well, you got to pay the fee for the license to the FCC.
Right.
But I've never heard of the Laurel. I said, who's Laurel? And it's another VEC, I never heard of it.
Because, well, I think we are all AARL here. We're all through AARL.
Yeah, we're W3, W5YI.
And oh yeah, on that note, somehow I missed the Zoom schedule about the VE new testing. Well, not new testing, the new license fee. When an application comes in and we do test somebody, we do not collect the $35. Technically, you still can collect the $15 for your operating costs,
expenses.
The applicant will go to the FCC with their form and apply for their license, and they pay the FCC. We do not collect that $35 license fee after April the 19th. So Jason doesn't have to worry about handling anything like that. We still collect the $15, and then the applicant goes to the FCC and pays the $35 to get their amateur radio license after the 19th. So